This is 7AD, time for our weekly Power Savers Chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
All right, so we're talking heat pumps, particularly the iStor heat pump.
That's it. One of the heats of hot water, Darren. So it's been over a year since we introduced the iStor heat pump hot water unit to our energy-efficient lineup of products, and the demand for the product has well and truly exceeded our expectations. We're at the point now where we're installing one of these nearly every other day. Yep, all the way up and down the northwest coast and beyond. Hot water generally makes up 25% of their power bill. And are reminded every 90 days when the power bill turns up.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of clients that have already had their hot water cylinders outside, and look, they're in a great position to easily transition to an iStor unit. It's just drain and remove the old energy guzzling cylinder and connect up the new iStor, and away you go. Heating hot water for around 70% less lower running costs.
Wow.
It's, 70% is quite less. So a couple of units we've had to move outside. And as you might be aware, Darren, the Tasmanians sort of like to put their hot water cylinders in skinny little cupboards in laundries and things.
Yeah.
They have to go outside. So an iStor has to go outside. So in those sort of jobs, we need to relocate the cold and hot water piping and rerun the electrical circuits. And that's been coming around about $500 extra, but that varies from house to house. Sometimes we're just pushing over one side of a wall, and other times we've got to move it from one end of the house to the other.
Yeah.
But this is why we do free on-site quotes, Darren. And so it's to get all our ducks in a row so the client knows exactly what they're in for and that the job runs smoothly on the day. So they come in two models, the larger iStor 270-litre model. They're big enough to deal with the most strenuous of household water demands, and that has been the most popular out of the two sizes. But they also have a 180-litre unit, and that's been a hit as well with our clients that are like now only a two-person household. You know, whereas most heat pump water units tend to not cater for empty nesters. They're sort of geared for bigger households for higher water consumption.
Mm.
The 180 litre is just perfect for those who just don't need the grunt or the storage capacity of the 270 litre model. And the smaller unit keeps the price, you know, down and gets the job done. And it's perfect for apartments and units and things like that, smaller places.
So why are they so good?
Well, the main reason is they're just so easy to install, and that keeps the cost down. Probably the main reason, A, because they're super efficient, but there's quite a few products on the market now that do sort of similar things. But these are basically so easy to install. They've got a smart mode on. They can actually learn your water consumption patterns and work out the best way to do it the most efficiently.
Mm.
You know, so it's a lot of bells and whistles in it, but it's just we're in and out and we're done and it's not too bad.
Right.
And cost-wise. Now, the other reason, I guess, is they attract a reasonable government rebate. So you get about $1,000 off the price for the 180-litre unit and $950 off the larger unit, which helps lower the cost.
And very much so.
Yeah. Shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth there. So we can, lower your hot water bills, but with less damage to your hip pocket.
Hmm.
So having the ability to heat your hot water for around 70% less energy consumption is the main driver. While there's a few different ways we can do this and a few different products that we can do it with, the iStor is just, it's our most popular one at the moment because of the ease we install it. It looks pretty smart as well. It's a nice looking unit. It's been well presented. So if you'd like to find out more about the iStor, have a look at our website, which is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or alternatively, we've just put some installation photos up on our DMS Energy Facebook page so you can have a look at the product in its fully installed position.
Right.
You know, see if it's right for you. If you have any questions at all, just give us a call on 1300 502 599 or pop in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. But who doesn't want heaps of hot water and lower bills at the same time?
Nobody.
No. So just a last little thing today. Some of you out there with solar systems will have received your letters from CBOS, who ran out of the Department of Justice, and they're encouraging to get your solar system serviced. It's been an interesting response, Darren. The calls have been coming in quite regularly since the program started. One thing I'd like to mention is the letter says you should have your system serviced every 12 months, and this is the only part of the scheme where DMS Energy disagree with. 3 to 5 years is adequate. As long as when the system is inspected and any repairs made, it is done to a standard and expectation, should be good for at least another 3 to 5 years.
Right.
Yeah. Like we had one lady call up to inquire about getting her small solar system removed as she couldn't afford to have it serviced every year. And she was very relieved to hear that, look, you don't need to get it serviced every year. So we also need to emphasise the importance of getting your solar system serviced. Many out there are over a decade old and have never been looked at since the day they were installed, so it is sensible risk mitigation to have them looked at from time to time. Poorly maintained solar systems might be working inefficiently, parts may be deteriorating. Worst case scenario is fire. Let's be serious about safety and just not forget about those panels on the roof.
All right, and so back to that heat pump hot water. So on your Facebook and on your website now.
Yep.
All right. So search for DMS Energy or go and see him, 56 Sheffield Road, Spraydon. Good stuff, mate. Catch you next week.
Cheers, Darren.